And you've got some.
Yeah.
City Council will come to order from recess. Carla, will you please call the roll?
Saltzman? Leonard?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Adams?
Here. Would you please come forward, the appropriate individuals? I'm happy to join with Commissioner Fish in recognizing some, please have a seat, some very special visitors here. And it is rare that we do this, but the recognition is much deserved. The National President and the Commission Convention Chairman of the Elks Club are here with us this afternoon, and they represent an estimated 10,000 Elk Club members that are gathered here in Portland for National Convention. We estimate that because of your visit, our economy will be benefited to the tune of $5 million. So your 5 days here is much appreciated. And unfortunately, as the second highest unemployment rate of any region in the United States, your visit couldn't have come at a better time. We hope that you're having a great time. The entire city extends a welcome to you. And don't tell anybody else, but because we are so grateful for the investment that you're making in our city, that you don't have to pay any sales tax. just say, Mayor Sam Adams said, no sales tax for us. I'm an elk. But don't tell anyone. So thank you for being here. And in addition to the economic benefit of just having your convention here, I know that you've also made some really amazing charitable contributions as well. And Commissioner Fish, would you like to talk about that?
Thank you, Mayor. And I'm going to first ask Mr. Hessel and Mr. Rumney if they would like to make comments. I want to say, though, that we did a little homework and we looked into the notion of past grand exalted ruler and the grand exalted ruler. And we found that, in fact, you outrank the mayor of the city of Portland with those titles. But echoing what the mayor said, we are honored to have your presence. And frankly, we've been running into members of the Benevolent and Protective Order of the Elks on every street corner. They could not be more friendly. We're delighted to have you. We wanted to give you a chance to make a brief statement, and then we wanted to share a thought or two with you. So either to the whichever grand exalted ruler would like to begin, please do.
I'll give the honor to our grand exalted ruler, also known as the national president, Paul Hessel.
Thank you very much. Well, we're delighted to be here in Portland and to bring our membership here, our delegates here for a convention. We were here in 1993, some, what's that, 16 years ago. We had a delightful time then, and we are again this week. The outpouring of hospitality that's come from your merchants, your restaurants, everywhere we've gone has been tremendous. I've heard nothing but compliments from our delegates about your beautiful city and about the treatment they're getting from all the, again, the merchants and the restaurants and wherever you're serving our delegates. We certainly appreciate the efforts you've put forth to host us here in this beautiful city. We, as an order, as you may know, are deeply involved in work with our veterans, service work with our veterans, and our youth programs. That's our two major thrusts across the country. And if you, I'm not sure if it's been published or to what extent it has. I think Commissioner Fish mentioned what we've given to the city. On Sunday night at our opening, we made a donation to we like to give back to the cities that host us. We made a $25,000 donation to the Children's Cancer Association here in Portland. Also, I know you're probably familiar with the Oregon Elks and their sponsorship of the eye clinic at the Casey Institute. That's been going on, I believe, since 1949, right here in your own city. So, and they put probably $1 million into that operation every year, the Elks do. So we're very appreciative for what you've given us here in the city, and we're happy to be here. Hopefully we'll have the opportunity to come back to you sometime in the future.
How about tomorrow?
We'll be here yet tomorrow.
How about next year? Do I seem too eager? Commissioner Fish.
Mayor, the National Commander was unduly modest about the contribution that Elks have made to our community. And I grew up in a little town in upstate New York, and there was a building that had BPO on it and then a number, which was a chapter in the Hudson Valley. And my father was a member of the Elks. And I'll be quite honest with you, I did not know, probably like a lot of people, as much as I should have known about the work of the Elks. But I mentioned this to the mayor, and he thought it was worth sharing publicly. When my son was born, he was born with a serious misalignment of his eyes. He had a very serious case of strabismus with some complications. And when this was 5 years ago, I didn't even know what strabismus was. So we went on the internet, we Googled it, and we did our homework. And lo and behold, we learned that the leading pediatric eye program in America and possibly the world is located here in Portland. Now, we take for granted that we have a great set of hospitals up on the hill, but until you need a doctor, you maybe don't know as much as you should. And so we learned about the Elks Children's Eye Clinic, which is at the Casey Eye Center. Now, Casey, for people, my colleagues, they know that name because it was the founders of UPS, and they put a lot of money into that program. But what they may not know is that when you enter the Casey Eye Clinic, you're greeted by a member of the Elks Order, and the entire building is staffed by volunteers from the Elks. And this program would not exist but for the generosity of the state chapter and the support of the national chapter. Strabismus is a complication of the eyes, which not that long ago, when it wasn't treated, led to significant childhood problems and cognitive problems and really kept kids behind. It's a misalignment of the eyes that sometimes makes it look like you're cross-eyed, but if you think about Marty Feldman with the way his eyes went all over the place, if your eyes don't focus, if you don't have binocular vision, you really can't receive the world the way the rest of us take for granted. In the course of our journey, we met a Dr. David Wheeler, who's one of the specialists in that program, and we entrusted in his good care our four-month-old son for a two-hour surgery in which he operated to correct strabismus. We were at the best clinic in the country under the most talented and experienced doctors in the field. And I will happily report to you today that our son is healthy and happy and has perfectly aligned eyes and is starting to read. And so in addition to what the mayor said in terms of the great honor you give to us by being here and enriching our local economy and the friendliness that all of your members have shared with Portlanders, I think we also want to thank you for making a real difference in children's lives. And the KCI Clinic is one of the many charitable things that you have focused on nationally. We're very proud of that program. And as a parent, you know, you literally help restore the eyesight of a young child that is mine. And so how many times do you get to thank the people that are actually at the top of the food chain? So thank you on behalf of the City of Portland for your generosity and for your service. I think there's a couple of people you also want to acknowledge here. I believe you are here with your spouses.
Oh, yes.
Would you like to acknowledge them?
Certainly.
Yes.
They could stand and just accept our welcome. And is Tina Heron here?
No, Tina's not with us. Tina is our director of working out of Chicago, and she coordinates all of our activities.
Did she work with Travel Portland on this?
Yes, she did. As a matter of fact, I did also, and I wanted to thank Travel Portland for everything they did, because when we came out, they made us feel so comfortable and made us feel so welcome, we wanted to come back to this city. And so thank you, Travel Portland, and thank you for having all of us here. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you both, and thank you for filling 20,000 hotel rooms in the metro area. Mayor?
Thank you.
Commissioner Fritz?
I think maybe we all have our Elk story and a reason to thank you. Both my son and my chief of staff's son received scholarships to go to college from the Elks.
Good, yeah.
And when my son got his, it wasn't just a, you know, check in the mail. It was a please come and have a spaghetti dinner with us, be part of our family, hear about what we do. And at the Columbia Columbia Boulevard Lodge. And so you should be really proud of your members here in Portland. And I have to say that Grand Exalted Ruler is an absolutely fantastic title.
Thank you. I might mention that tomorrow we give our top scholarship award tomorrow, and that will be a $60,000 scholarship to a boy from right here in Oregon.
Oh, that's wonderful. Sir. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for very much for that program.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I'd just like to say thank you again and to expound a little bit. We have programs such as your eye clinic, not all eye clinics, all over this country. You're fortunate to have about 35,000 elks here in Oregon, representing about 56 lodges, if I recall those numbers off the top of my head, in 56 communities. So they're doing things in those individual communities also, not just supporting the eye clinic. And we see that. My wife and I have been fortunate enough to travel through 47 states so far this year, and actually I go out of office tomorrow, but we've traveled to 47 states, and we see everywhere in all of those states projects such as your eye clinic. They may be in the form of a camp, a hospital, therapeutic therapy-type units, that type of thing, cerebral palsy. We're in a lot of different services for the individual communities in where our lodges reside. But again, thank you for your warm hospitality here in Portland. We've certainly enjoyed it this week.
Well, thank you, and I also want to add my thanks to the great team at Travel Portland for everything you do day in and day out to help make our visitors feel so welcome. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we have a recess for 10 minutes.
We need to announce the 2 o'clock is being continued. Rescheduled, rather.
Coming back from recess. I need to announce that the time certain at 2 o'clock has been rescheduled to July 22nd at 2:15 p.m. time certain. We're now in recess for 10 minutes.
Nice to meet you.
Any news on anything?
They're in there.